For generations, millions of people have flocked to Florida's suncoast to enjoy its natural beauty, and birds have always played a central role in that colorful tableau. At Save Our Seabirds, the core of our mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and release sick and injured birds. We respond to over 5,000 calls about birds in distress each year. A major cause of the injuries we see every day is trash in our waterways, especially plastics like styrofoam, bottle caps, bags, and fishing line. Birds often mistake plastic objects for food. That plastic itself can be toxic, but it can also absorb other poisonous chemicals. If a bird ingests enough plastic, it can feel full without actually getting any nutrition. In fact, it is estimated that 90% of all seabirds already have plastic in their stomachs. Birds also get their beaks tangled with fishing line, bags, and cups. These items can interfere with breathing or make it impossible for them to eat. Plastic never completely decomposes. It just breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces, known as microplastics. Microplastics have already been found on every beach and in every water body in the world. Those microplastics can be absorbed and passed on by every level of the food chain. So, what can you do? Reduce the amount of plastic you use by finding alternatives, such as reusable bags, glass or metal reusable water bottles, clothes made with natural fibers like cotton instead of synthetic fibers like polyester or nylon. Check products like hand soap and body wash for plastic microbeads. Reuse or recycle everything that you possibly can. Pick up litter and encourage your friends to do the same. Let's do it for the birds. For more information on bird rescue, visit www.saveourseabirds.org. To learn more about marine life with Moat Marine Lab, press 6. To learn more about sustainable fishing, press 35.